Your Ranch It Up, Heard It Here weekly recap is up right after this.
Beefmaster's largest one-brand sale is here. Proudly brought to you by the fourth and fifth generations of the very family that founded the Beefmaster breed, ISA Beefmasters. Join the Lassiter family Saturday, October 4th at the Producers Livestock Auction in San Angelo, Texas for the 64th annual ISA Beefmaster Bull Sale. Request a catalog, watch bull videos, and find all the sale details now at ranchchannel.com. ISA Beefmasters, where tradition meets performance at the largest one-brand Beefmaster Master Bull Sale.
Circle F Farms invites you to Baxley, Georgia, October 10th and 11th for the 2025 annual production sale. Friday, October 10th, elite registered Brahman heifers and 300 plus top quality commercial F1 heifers. Saturday, October 11th, bulls, Brahman, Brangus, Ultra Black, Charlet, Red Angus, Angus, and F1s. Backed by proven genetics, Circle F cattle are built for performance, profitability, and your future. Sale info, videos, and online bidding details at ranchchannel.com and circlefarms.com. Circle F Farms, one of the largest Brahman herds in the Southeast.
U.S. beef packer margins turned positive during the first week after Labor Day as strong demand lifted wholesale prices to record highs. That according to the beef profit tracker from Drovers. For the week ending September 6th, the comprehensive cutout was up $5 from the prior week and the highest on record, with cattle priced at $244.44 per hundredweight the previous week. Packer margins averaged an estimated $38.05 per head compared to $9.50 per head lost the week before. Feedlots also showed stronger profits. Average five area district steers traded at $242.62 per hundredweight against an estimated break even of $192.35, leaving the calculated feeding margins at $703.74. That compared to $662.03 a week earlier and just $90.42 the same week a year ago. Now, despite lower cattle slaughter, 487,000 head compared to 565,000 the prior week, margins improved as higher beef prices offset reduced production. Fed plant capacity utilization dropped to 67.8% from over 78% the week before, while cow plant utilization fell to 53%. The data highlighted both tighter production and firm consumer demand, suggesting continued profitability for packers and feeders heading into the fall. And that is your Ranch It Up, Heard It Here weekly recap. Tune in this weekend and have a great rest of your week.